Some of the most passionate discussions I've ever been a part of have centered around a favorite movie, a book, a TV show, music, you name it. I'm now bringing that conversation to your ears in a podcast. This is The Mix. Hey there, everybody. Welcome to The Mix. It's me, Caleb Graham. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2019. I am on Twitter at Caleb Graham, or you can tweet the show at Tweet The Mix. You can find me on Instagram at Caleb Graham, or on Facebook if you search Caleb Graham TV. Welcome to a brand new episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. I would like to issue an apology for last Tuesday. I did not put an episode out. I was driving back to Florida from Alabama last Tuesday, and I even recorded audio in my car for a new episode and completely forgot to piece it together and put the episode up. So my apologies for that, but I wanted to bring all of that content to you today, in addition to some new stuff. Today's episode is going to be all about Downton Abbey. So this is your official spoiler alert. If you have not seen the TV show or you don't know anything about the upcoming film, it's up to you if you continue to listen. Because I'm going to be talking about a lot of things Downton Abbey related and definitely throwing some spoilers out there. So this is your official spoiler alert. It's up to you what you do from here. But last Tuesday, that's what I intended the episode to be about. I recorded a lot of stuff about Downton and then, as I said, forgot to put the episode together and upload it. So I'm going to reuse some of that today. But there's also been some news about Downton Abbey since last Tuesday when I recorded. So I'm going to get into all of that as well. But before I do that, here is the audio that I recorded last Tuesday for your enjoyment. See you again on the other side. I would like to apologize to you all again for the hideous noise that you probably can hear in the background of me talking. I am once again recording in my car. I would like to say it's not always going to be like this, so please forgive me. But I promised that I was going to do a new episode every Tuesday. So here we are. I am driving back to Florida. Last Tuesday when I spoke, when we recorded, I was driving to Alabama to celebrate my parents' 50th wedding anniversary. And today I'm driving back to Florida because I'm headed back. And it was a success. Their actual anniversary was on Friday. March 29th, and we also celebrated my brother's birthday while I was home. And then on Sunday, we had a big party for my parents at my cousin's house, and it was really nice. We set up lots of things. I printed all kinds of pictures. I think I had at least one from every decade that they have been married. And while at the party, I printed all those out. We had lots of nice decorations and cake and snacks, and I made punch, and it was just really, really nice. And I was really excited that we got to do that for them. My friend Amy and I sang two songs together, which was really fun. We never sang together before, so that was a really good time. We did Perfect, the Ed Sheeran and Beyonce duet version, and a song called When God Made You by Natalie Grant, and new song. So it was really fun. I actually posted a video on Instagram of a little snippet of both songs, so make sure you go check those out. Again, my Instagram is at Caleb Graham, just in case you forgot. But anyway, it is a new episode of The Mix. There was a lot of stuff that went down while I was home that kept me very busy. Whether it be hanging out with family or doing stuff to get ready for that party. So I did not, to be honest with you, keep up a lot with entertainment news this week or this past week. But that's okay because I promised you that I was going to talk about my love for Downton Abbey. So that is this week's episode. We'll be right back. Alright, so I have mentioned this before and I have also said, if you listen to this podcast for a long time, I know I'm I'm new. I don't have a lot of people tuning in just yet. But if you ever do listen to this podcast long term, you're going to find out that I love Downton Abbey. And I'm telling you now, it is the greatest television show ever created. And that's coming from someone who traditionally before didn't really like or appreciate period dramas, especially foreign ones, British or any country really. Even American ones. I don't know if you count Little House on the Prairie as a period. I guess it is a period drama, and I always liked that, but I don't know. There was just something about them. I thought that they were stuffy and boring, and I just didn't really get into them. And some of them I still feel that way about, to be completely honest. But Downton Abbey is just a completely different ballgame to me. I mean, it has more of that feel of the movie Titanic. And, you know, aside from the fact of me always, I've always been obsessed with that history, with that story about the Titanic and that all the events surrounding it, I never really paid attention to the time period and what was really going on, how things were at that time, at least in terms of British culture and society and all that. So it never really made sense to me. When I watched Downton, I remember after I watched the first season of Downton, because, spoiler alert, I'm going to be talking a lot about Downton in this episode, so I'm going to be giving away lots of stuff, so if you haven't seen it, you should switch off now and go watch it and then come back. But the first season, most of it takes place, at least the first couple of episodes, in 1912, and the whole premise of the show is that it starts, like, the first episode is the day after the Titanic sank. And I remember after I watched that first season, and it goes all the way up to the start of World War I, just for clarity there. But I remember after I watched the first season, I went back and watched Titanic again. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, like, this is so cool how similar these are. Like, how similar this is. Like, those movies, the movie makers, James Cameron, all the producers of Titanic, and all the people behind Downton definitely did a lot of research into the time period, because it's ridiculous how, ridiculous in a good way, I should say. It's really cool, the similarities between the two. But, anyway, this all is culminated. The reason I decided to talk about this today is because last week, they released 4 posters on social media that are character posters for the Downton Abbey movie, which comes out in September. I believe it's the 13th for the UK and the 20th for the US. I know it's the 20th here in the States. But they released 4 posters. If you didn't see them, I tweeted them on the Mix's Twitter account. So you can go over there at Tweet the Mix and see those. But they're really beautiful, and they kind of bring this elegance back. Like, again, spoiler alert, but the show ends. There were 6 series across the entire show while it was on TV. There were 6 seasons for us Americans. And the show ended kind of right around the time in history where the Nazis were starting to kind of be developed, if you will. Like, there was conflict in Germany, but we hadn't gotten to the point of war yet. And it ends, you know, kind of before all that started, because they were like, you know, there's been plenty of, and it's still the 20s, so we're still in the 20s. We haven't gotten into the 30s yet, but the early stages of conflict in Germany were kind of underway by the end of the series. And, you know, that was one of the reasons why it ended, because they were like, you know, we don't really want to get into all that. We don't want to get into World War II, because that's been done so many times, and You know, they didn't really want to go there. And it makes sense, too. Also, we had gone, I think, from 1912 all the way to, I think, I want to say we were in, like, 1927, by the end of the sixth season. And that's a pretty good chunk of time to cover in 6 years of a TV show. And as you can imagine, the characters didn't really look like they aged as much as they actually did in the show. So, it made sense, you know, for it to end when it did. But what that did, which was so cool, is it opened this door now to make a movie or movies to continue the story. And the reason I love that is because of what I just said, the look and the age of the characters. You know, if they wait a little bit to make these movies, and we waited, it ended in 2015 in the UK, and then early 2016 here in the US. So it's been almost 3 years. It's been 3 years since it ended in the US. So that's a decent amount of time. I mean, it's still, these people don't look like they've aged a day. But it can kind of push it forward a little bit further, a little bit more. But the film, reportedly, is going to pick up 8 months after the series ended. So we're going to still be within the same year, I think, because it was New Year's Eve into New Year's Day was the last scene of the series, so it'll keep us in the same year that the show ended, so that's really good. I'm glad for that, because it's still the 20s, you know, everybody's still flapping around, and I got way off on a tangent on that, I apologize, but the whole point I'm trying to make is by the end of the series, a lot of the grandeur and elegance of the show had kind of gone down a little bit because of the war. You know, after World War I, culture, society, like a lot of things financially, economically, across the whole world changed dramatically after World War I. So, in fact, and that's represented in the show a couple of times, they think that they're going to lose the estate because they can't afford to keep it up. They can't afford to pay for everything anymore. They can't afford to pay for their lifestyle. And, you know, by the end of the series, the staff, like the household staff, the servants, is probably less than half of what it is depicted at the beginning of the series. So you definitely see a little bit of a decline. Now, they do still live real nice. I mean, this house is gorgeous, but, and their clothes are great, but you can definitely see a little bit more conservativeness, if that's even a word, in what they're wearing by the end of the series. But turning that around, in this movie, like in these posters, they look beautiful. They all look so nice. Like, there's four characters that we see on the posters, one for each one. So the first one was Lady Mary, which, you know, queen of life. She's fantastic. One of the most dynamic characters on the show, to be honest. And she is in this beautiful, you know, outfit with all these beads. She's got her gloves on. She's putting on these really beautiful earrings. You can see that her hair is done real nice and her little bob. You know, she looks very beautiful, very elegant, very fancy. Then you see Thomas Barrow, who at the end of the series had become the butler of Downton. And he's polishing a crystal goblet, and he has his gloves on, and he has his entire, you know, butler's uniform on, and looks very well dressed and very well put together. Then you see Lady Edith, who, same as Lady Mary, is wearing this beautiful beaded dress and looks very nice, very well put together, very well done, very elegant. And then you see the last one is one of the footmen who, his name escapes me right now, but he came in the last season. He kind of was Daisy's love interest at the end. He's there and all done up, you know, with his gloves and everything on, going on. So there is definitely this kind of look of elegance. We also got a teaser trailer at the end of the year, right around Christmas time last year, which in true Downton fashion,
a treat for Christmas, because when the series was on TV, they always did a Christmas special that was 2 hours long. That was essentially like the season finale of that particular season. In the UK, here it was just the season finale of the show. But anyway, we got this really cool teaser trailer at the end of last year, right around Christmas time, and we didn't really see much. It didn't show us much. It was more of like aerial shots of the house, especially the end of the trailer. That's really all there was. We did see a couple of things that we saw somebody sign in a letter. And there was these, you know, the graphics that came across the screen talked about us being invited back to Downton and all this sort of thing. And we had someone signing a paper. We saw the maids taking covers off of couches and sofas and opening windows. We did see a car pull up in front of the house and some of the staff standing outside. We saw what looked like some sort of cavalcade coming through the village, which if you watch Downton, you know what that village looks like. Very recognizable. Everything that we saw was very recognizable from the show. But it didn't really give us much. It kind of just gave us the impression that somebody very important was coming to the house. And I have read in many articles, because I mentioned this, I think, last week, but I Google searched Star Wars and Downton Abbey every single day. And because I was so busy at home the last few days, I haven't really caught up, so I don't know if there's any news since a couple days ago. But I will say that one of the articles that I read recently, the cast have been given like little bits and pieces about the show here and there, or about the movie, excuse me, here and there in interviews. And one of them said, you know, one of the things that had been coming up was people were worried that the movie wasn't going to, or the show wasn't going to translate well into 1 2-hour movie because there's so many characters. And because you have the family, which there are 1, 2, 3, you've got Grantham, Lady Grantham, Crawley, Branson, Mary Edith, Lady Grantham, Dowager. So that's like what, 6? There's like 6 or 7 main family members. And then you have all the downstairs staff, which there's more of them than there are of the family of the house. So it's a lot of characters. There's a lot of side characters who are like recurring that appear every few episodes. So there's just a lot always going on. So a lot of people were worried that all of that was not going to translate to a 2-hour movie. How were they going to incorporate all those stories into a movie? And what we have found out since that question came up is from a lot of the cast, they talk about in their interviews that kind of whatever this is happening, which my assumption is whoever is coming to visit, whatever the main like plot point of the movie is, causes the entire household to come together as one unit to accomplish a common goal. So my thought process is whoever this is coming to visit is somebody very important. So the whole house has to come together to figure out, you know, how they're going to make it really good for this person. They're going to, you know, all cards are on the table, you know, everything's out. It's all hands on deck for whoever this is that's coming to visit, because it's got to be good. It's got to be bougie and it's got to be elegant. But, you know, is that plot point enough for a film, you might ask? I'm going to talk more about that right after this.
Hey y'all, it's me, Caleb Graham, host of a little podcast called The Mix. I wanted to give you a chance to connect with me on social media. If you go over to Twitter and Instagram, you can follow me at Caleb Graham. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter at Tweet The Mix. I'm on Facebook. If you go there and search Caleb Graham TV, hit the like button. You can also go into the Anchor app or anchor.fm and leave comments on my podcast or send me a voice message. I would love to hear from you and even put those into some of the episodes. And you can also find me on my website, calebgrahamtv.com. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you again soon. And don't forget to add something new to the mix.
I was mentioning how my question is, and this is going to kind of get into theories, a fan theory, if you will. If the main plot of the movie is, like they say, there's this big event that happens that causes the whole household, this all hands on deck sort of thing, to come together to accomplish a common goal, is somebody important coming to visit? And all, like, if that's the, you know, kind of the main focus of the movie, is that enough to keep our attention for, you know, 2.5 hours? Which I kind of hope it's going to be a 3-hour movie. I don't really know how long it's going to be. But there's got to be something. You know, it's Downton. It's dramatic. There is, you know, always this, like, on the edge of your seat drama happening. So what about this? What is going to be the super dramatic turn in this movie that makes us drop our mouths open and say, oh my gosh, this is why I love this story, and I love this movie, and I love this show, and I love this story. Like, what is it going to be? I have two theories. One is, obviously, somebody very important is coming to the house, but why? What's the reason? Are they coming because Downton is in trouble again? Are they about to lose it again? Is this person coming to maybe help with that? Or decide, like, you know, are you worthy of keeping this? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is that? Why are they coming? Does that cause the great drama of Downton? The reason that they're coming, is that what it is? Or another thing, they've talked about it being very dramatic, and they've talked about it being emotional. It's going to be emotional for the fans. So another plot point that I think could happen is, before this movie was announced, Dame Maggie Smith, who is, in my opinion, the heart and soul of the show, because she creates the greatest one-liners. I don't say she creates, she delivers the greatest one-liners. Julian Fellowes writes them incredibly. But is her character going to pass away in the movie? That is a big question, I think, that's on a lot of people's minds, probably, because Maggie Smith was very adamant about the fact that by the end of the series, she did not think it was realistic for her character to still be living. So we never, I don't think, to my knowledge, I'd have to really dig deep and pay attention, but I don't remember off the top of my head. If any of you do remember that are listening, please let me know, but I don't remember them ever mentioning her age. They mention dates that she was living for, but I don't know if they ever specifically give the age of any of the characters, really, except within the first season. I think I hear a couple of ones thrown around here and there, but they kind of are always very vague about the age of everybody. So my question is her character going to pass away? Because she actually didn't want to do a movie initially, Maggie Smith. She said that, you know, she would not do a Downton movie because she didn't think that Violet would still be living. But we know that she is in it because we've seen her in the pictures that have been put out, and she's on the list of cast that plays at the end of the teaser trailer. So, who knows? So that's another thing that I think might be a big plot point, is the death of the Dowager. Whoa. Hashtag. The third thing is, and as cool as I think this potentially could be, I'm worried that if they do take this route, that it's going to be boring only because it's been done so many times. But Julian Fellowes, another work that he's very well known for is a film called Gosford Park. And I've never actually watched it, but from what I've been told, it's like a murder mystery type thing. Could it potentially be a murder mystery? Does somebody get killed in the house that they have to all kind of come together and figure out who did it? Is it going to be a whodunit sort of thing? That's another big thing that a lot of people, I think, are thinking when it comes to a movie, because what else? And again, maybe they're going to surprise us and it's going to be something completely unexpected, and I hope that it is something completely unexpected that's going to shock and wow us. But, and this again is just because it's been done so many times, it's really hard to think about a movie about a time period like that and a great house with all these people in it without it being something like that, a murder mystery. In a TV show, it's different. You can come up with all these plot lines to push the story along. But for a movie about an established plot, or I should say, in a movie with established characters and all of that, what are they going to do? I simply cannot wait. I'm sure we're going to find out a lot more when it comes to the trailer, but I think, because we didn't really have a murder mystery ever plot line in Downton that I can think of off the top of my head. I don't think that there was ever anybody like straight up murdered in the house. People died in the house a lot, but again, spoiler alert, a lot of people died in the house, but I don't know if anybody was ever killed in the house by anyone. So that would be a little bit of a different take if that were to happen. It would be something that we haven't seen before for Downton, but it wouldn't be a new concept when you look at things similar to this, you know, period thing. So I don't know. It's very interesting, and I'm very intrigued, and I'm very excited. Y'all, I have no idea. Like, just seeing the pictures and seeing even the behind-the-scenes pictures that came out, like the paparazzi-style photos, just seeing everybody in those characters again. Oh, it's just so exciting. I cannot wait. And they're already talking about a sequel. Julian Fellowes has already teased the idea of making a second movie if this one was to do well. And y'all, I really hope it does. You have no idea. Like, I want it so bad to bypass all these big superhero movies. And I'd even be okay with it bypassing Star Wars, because it means that much to me, this show. Like, I have never been more invested in a TV show. And I used to be, like, a super faithful watcher of Degrassi, too. Like, I watched the first, like, 9 seasons of Degrassi, like, continuously. I never stopped. But Downton is just a completely different league. Like, it's a whole different game. I don't even know how to put into words my love for this show and this upcoming movie. I'm just so excited. So excited to the point that I even almost planned a trip to go to the UK so that I could see it there before it came out here, so that I wouldn't have to worry about potential spoilers. That's how devoted I am to this story, to Downton. I was literally considering that. The only reason that I'm not doing that is because I have to perform at the Land of Oz. So that is why I will not be doing it. But I'm gonna have to really contain myself and not go online, like, at all until I'm able to go on September 20th to see it. But anyway, I've spent a lot of time talking about Downton today. I really would love to hear from all of you about this. And we'll talk a little bit more about that right after this.
Hey y'all, it's Caleb Graham here, host of The Mix. Listen, I love podcasting. And I also just love sharing my thoughts and my passions with all of you, my listeners. So if you enjoy what you're hearing, I would like to invite you to go over to anchor.fm/themix. And then when you get to that page, you can click the button that says support this podcast. Then you will be helping me in continuing to add something new to the mix. Again, that's anchor.fm/themix. And click support this podcast. Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Hi there, welcome back. So I hope you enjoyed listening to all of that audio. I would apologize again for the background noise of being in my car. As I said in the beginning of the episode, that's not going to be a regular thing. It just so happened that I was driving both Tuesdays in a row, and I really wanted to still record some stuff for you. So anyway, since I recorded that last Tuesday, there has been some more news that has come out about the Downton Abbey film. Last week, there was a trailer shown at CinemaCon in Las Vegas. Now, the trailer has still not been made public yet on the internet, which I'm anxiously awaiting for it to come out. I really hope it's today. But whether or not it comes out, whenever it comes out, I will definitely be talking about it and sharing it on my website. Don't you worry. But the trailer was debuted at CinemaCon by Focus Features. I believe the president, his name is... Hold on, I have it right here. Excuse me. His name is Peter Kujawski. He debuted and introduced the trailer at CinemaCon last week. And apparently there was a big Downton Abbey presence at CinemaCon. I was reading that there were posters in the elevators, the ones that were released the week prior. And there was just lots of stuff anticipating the arrival of Downton Abbey. So it was really nice, I'm sure, for everyone that was there to be able to see a little bit about what the movie's going to look like. We did get some plot introduced, and it was somewhat similar to the predictions that I had made in the other audio that I shared with you before. And the king and queen are coming to visit Downton, which is super exciting. You know, we got to see a lot of really high profile people visit the house during the six seasons that it was on TV. Now, the Downton Abbey TV show, just to catch you up, originally aired on ITV in the UK and on PBS in the US. So we got both places, which was really great. I'm so glad we finally got it and that we had it here. It was just, oh, you have no idea how much it has changed my life. Anyway, I digress. But this is the most high-profile guest that will have been to Downton. So obviously, as I predicted before, that's going to be a huge part of why the whole house is having to come together for a common goal, and it's because the king and queen are coming. And at this time, it's 1927, so there's a lot that's been going on. The Great Depression is kind of on its way. People are still kind of regrouping from World War One, and it's just a really kind of funky, rough, unbalanced, you know, time. And the Granthams, as we saw a lot throughout the TV series, apparently are still having that ongoing, you know, inner conflict of, are we going to stay here or are we going to sell? You know, what's going to be going on? Apparently there's some teasers in there that Lady Mary is thinking about leaving Downton and giving it all up because it has become such a burden to be able to keep the house going and so expensive and all that sort of thing. And Anna is reminding her that Downton is the heart and soul of the community, and it's very important that she stay and that everything continues as best as possible. I believe that the quote she says that was shared in news articles said, "Downton Abbey is the heart of this community and you're keeping it beating." That's what Anna says to Mary. So it's very sweet. I love that. It was so, so nice. But, you know, I really, really want to see this trailer. Let's see what else is going on. There was a lot of people, as I mentioned before, personally too, I love Maggie Smith. She's probably my favorite, one of my favorite things, if not the favorite thing I love about Downton. And we got to see one of her little zingers in the trailer. So I really want to see it. Oh, I want to see it so much. Let's see. She said, this is one of her classic zingers. And of course, it's in a conversation with Isabel, which makes it even better. But she looks to Isabel and says, "Do you have enough cliches to get you through the visit?" And then Isabel says back, "If not, I'll come to you." It's so good. It's so good. Oh, I'm just, oh, wow. I'm so excited. There even is a kind of a nod to the fact that things are drastically changing for the aristocratic population of the UK. And apparently there's a scene where Edith is arriving at the house and Lord Grantham mentions that she doesn't have a maid and her husband doesn't have a valet. They don't even have a nanny or anything with them. And he mentions, you know, how modern they're becoming and all this sort of thing. So it seems like there's going to be a slight shadowy undertone or overtone. I don't really know which of those two you would say, but kind of a little bit of a shadow still looming over the family because they just don't know what their future holds. So that definitely is going to be a little bit of the conflict in the show, which is, you know, it's classic Downton. We've seen it throughout the series, but I feel like it's going to be very heightened in a way just because it's a movie. You know, there's a lot at stake. There's a lot of, you know, really bad things coming for the world as a whole, not just the elite of the United Kingdom during this time period. So I'm very interested to see how they portray that and if they portray that in a second film, should a second film be made. We have heard rumors that they could do it if this one does really well. So I personally would love to see that. You know, the world has fallen in love with this family and with these characters so much. And as much as you don't want to see them suffer, I think one of the things that's great about these characters is all of them are able to overcome their obstacles and make the best of every situation that they're given. And I feel like that's really something that we should do now. Not to get too, you know, deep and philosophical on you, but I think that's really relevant to the world today. You know, we continually have all of these world conflicts and all of these things going on in the world and all of this violence and everything happening so much all the time. But yet, we still rise above and continue on. And I think that that's a great message to send out to the world in the current climate that we are living in. So I hope we continue to get to see more of that. But anyway, I'm super excited about this trailer. I'm super excited about this movie. Oh my gosh, I just can't wait. And I will definitely be talking more about it in the future. I really would like to thank you all so much for listening to my Downton banter today. I hope that you enjoyed what I had to say. I would really, 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 really love to hear from you. If you are a Downton Abbey fan, please, please, please reach out to me because I am so obsessed with this show and with this upcoming movie. If you didn't realize that already. But I would love to hear your thoughts and your opinions or anything that you have to say about Downton Abbey. So please reach out to me and let me know. There are several ways that you can do that. So I am obsessed with Twitter, so make sure that you tweet me if you have any feedback or opinions on Downton or anything that you want to say about Downton at all. You can tweet me at Caleb Graham or the podcast at Tweet The Mix. I'm on Instagram at Caleb Graham and on Facebook, Caleb Graham TV. Also, you can go over to the host of my podcast and you can send me voice messages. And if you send me voice messages, I can put them in an episode of the podcast and we can have a conversation. As I've said before, I have so much more fun doing this with someone else, talking with people. I love talking with people about things that I'm passionate about and that they're passionate about. It's so much fun. And I would love to involve you in that conversation. So please send me a voice message. You can go and do that at anchor.fm/themix. You can also, on anchor.fm/themix, support my podcast. There's a button that says support this podcast, and I really, really would appreciate that because it'll help me continue to put out wonderful content for you. Having said all of that, thank you so much for listening. I hope that I get to hear from you. Until next time, add something new to the mix.